Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hawk, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is the very first time that you've tuned in, I want you to know that God does have a plan for you. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs. Our vision here at the Voice of Destiny Show is to empower you with the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture, that you may be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. My guest today is brother and minister Samuel Green, who's a powerful man of God that teaches God's word and is an incredible example of fatherhood in our community and our culture. And Minister Sam, I want to welcome you to the Voice of Destiny Show. How you doing?
Praise the Lord. Doing great.
Praise God. Well, you know, the Bible tells us to honor our mothers and our fathers. And when we look in scriptures, there is an incredible honor for the men who stand up to take that responsibility in that position in their families. We think of Abraham. You know, God said he chose Abraham because he knew the influence that Abraham would have on his family. And I've really admired, you know, what God has used you to do as a father, to father your son and to lead in your family. And I wanted to ask you to share with us what God has spoken to your heart about fatherhood and what's the need of fathers in our community today.
Well, definitely need fathers. All I ever wanted was a family when I was a little boy coming up. And the Lord one day saw fit that I would have a family, and I had a son. And it's been an incredible walk with God through this journey.
So tell me your family story. Is there a story that's unique that you believe will be inspired by your family that will give us the great lessons that we need to have of giving that direction to our families?
I don't think the story is unique, but I do think the story needs to be told. I was a young man. I was single, and being single and young, you do things that you should not do. But I went on and I got married. We had a son, and the Lord said this son would be a special son. And I told my wife that we were going to have our first child. So I went on and I made a nursery for the child, and I invited all the family over, and we celebrated. And a couple of months later, bingo, we had our first child. And right after we had our baby, a year later, my precious sister went haywire on me, and I was left to parent by myself. It was unbelievable. Because now I had this new precious package that I didn't know what to do with. And I had to learn how to hold the baby, change the baby, clean the baby, and, you know, feed the baby. And as I went through that process, my most exuberant cheerleader was my son. He was so gracious in handling me. I never had an episode with him. He was just full of growth, and everything just went smooth up until the time he was about 3 years old. And at the point of three, now you have to get the child ready and prompt for school and for, you know, nursery and all those things. And so now you got to leave the child in somebody else's care. And so I had to go through that process. And even when I was going through that process, at the same time, I was going through a divorce. So my mental state wasn't all together. because I had loved my wife very much. And I was trying to process this situation that I found myself in. And God took me through. And 14 years later, he's now 14.
Wow.
He's
and you can't, I just can't believe it. The Lord said, yeah. 14 years old. Wow. Wow.
14 years. And in all that time, he's just been an outstanding child. And through all of my challenges, because at the same time I was going through a divorce, I also was sick.
Mm.
And I was dealing with diabetes. And it was incredible. And so when we got to the point that I had given, of course, speaking the Lord's face and for his counsel at every step, I would be able to work for a while, and then I wouldn't be able to work my sickness. And just trying to get strength, you know, to take care of the child. But through all that time, the child was really taking care of me, because what if his encouragement, his smile, when I would, you know, come home, his excitement, when he saw me and greeted me. Fatherhood is an extraordinary journey, and it's the children teach you. It's been so powerful and humbling at the same
time. Well, I wanted you to share your story, because the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives to the death. And I felt that it was really important that in kingdom culture that we understand that the families in God's kingdom have different shapes, you know, different heartbeats, different abilities, different personalities, different experiences, but yet God does have a plan for them. And when we look at where you are right now, where you started, because where we start doesn't really matter, it's just where we end. This is why we need to capture the spirit of what the Spirit of God is communicating to us about packing up our family's bags from that place that is called mediocrity and moving to a place that is north of average. I want to take a destiny break and come back and talk about some of the strategies that God has shown you about causing your family to realize its fullest potential and help us to walk it out. You know, it's a great responsibility being parents and families, but there are just some sound principles that all of us can develop in order to bring our families into that place and shape that God wants it. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs, and my guest today is Minister Samuel Green, a great ministry gift that's living and operating in the Washington, D.C. Area. I know, Minister Sam, that you actually have a great outreach ministry to the halfway house and helping people that are in transition. And I know this comes from the spirit of you operating in your fatherhood's anointing. Ephesians 6:1 tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. I've seen you walk in the honor of fatherhood. I don't know, did you grow up with a great father? Was there a father figure missing from your family? And did that experience that you had really give you some of the great convictions from God's word that you have today in raising up your son?
That's exactly right. My father was absent from the household, and I was determined to be there at my son's games, be there at his recitals, be there at his programs, and check on him while he was in school. None of that did I receive from my father. Now, not to sell my father short of anything, but back in that time, in that day, you know, fathers was just designed to go to work. Right, go to work and bring, pay the bills.
That was the standard of fatherhood,
That's exactly it. And so, but I said, no, I would change that. If I had kids, those are some of the things that I would make sure and make time to do. And then I looked at the church, looked at fathers in the church. And as I had conversation at that time with my peers whose fathers was ministers and everything, you know, you got the story that, you know, he's a great preacher, he's a great pastor, but he just don't have for us, and that was meaning for the children, you know, because the church pulled on them so much that he just didn't have energy as the children saw it and wanted to draw that love from them. And so I set out to make sure that wouldn't be my portion. And see, you can have all of the gifts and do wondrous things for God, but if you don't have love, it doesn't mean anything. And I was determined not to lose my family. And that's what I set out to do, not to lose my family. So when they grow up, I knew that I would, was setting an example. So I wanted him to have an example that was balanced, one that loved the Lord and one that loved his family, so that he would in turn duplicate what I'm doing with him, he would do with his family.
Wow. Are there any models in Scripture that you look at to learn good lessons from because of what they did right? Or any examples you learn from ones that did great things, but they were a bad example as a father? Are there any particular models that we can look at and say, hey, look at this precept so that we can grow from it?
Well, we can look at, Eli. Eli was the priest of God. He was over the household of God, and he had three sons. And his sons did horrendous things to the church and caused the church to sin. And God spoke to Eli and said, because you did not chasten your kids, I'm going to have to do thus and thus. And so we knew that Eli was removed from the priesthood, and he died. And, of course, his sons did not continue in that office. And so I did not want that to be my portion. And so that I set out to, number one, honor God. And then, two, you know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. And in the end, it would not depart from it. And so as I mirror and mimic God, he would see that. And he would do the same thing. But he won't be able to say, I love the church more than I love him. I love God, even though I do, more than I love him. Because I show him love. And, you know, I discipline him. And I walk with him. So he is growing up to be a fantastic young man in the fear of the Lord.
Praise God. Now, I have a great father. He's a retired veteran, 28 years in the military, and I realized that my dad was raised by a single dad like yourself. My grandmother died from childbirth and left my grandfather with two boys to raise up, and he didn't farm them off to loved ones and went on with his life. He took responsibility, but in that process, because my grandfather didn't have some skills and some patterns and some models to look at, he had struggles in filling in that gap. And then so my dad, when he was beginning to raise us, he repeated some of the same patterns of not actually being present, even though he was present like his dad, because he just didn't know. And I like to remind I tell my sons and I tell young men growing up that your fathers, they are men of their age. They will do
that's
things
right.
that's consistent with the script of their age, and they operate in what they know to be right and wrong, and that you must begin to pick up the baton and build from that pattern to move into a more godly and biblical and kingdom-centric pattern that's an improvement from what your parents, your dads do. And you don't hold it to your, you don't hold it over your dad's head, because a lot of times your dads may have impediments or governors
right.
to stop them from being what it is that God wants them to be, as fathers that you have no knowledge of and things that they have no way of communicating. And my
exactly.
son Michael is now in the Air Force, and when I was talking to my dad, you know, about where Michael was going to be getting, going to boot camp and all that, I asked my dad, look, Dad, share with Michael what you did when you was in the military. Now, growing up, you know, my mother and dad was married for over 28 years, and growing up, the storyline was that my dad was like in a boot camp sergeant, and he was in construction. And my dad said to us, well, I was in Special Forces. And I said, Special Forces? Isn't that when they send you off to do special missions and kill people? He said, yeah,
and
that's what I did, but I couldn't
that
tell anybody.
Right,
and I said,
exactly.
wow. That makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. And when I told my mom, she said she never knew that. She thought he was doing construction, you know, and
wow.
master sergeant. But we have dads that do what they do because that's all they know. Or they may have governors that we don't. So we have to forgive our dads. And that now that
that's
we excuse destructive and unlawful behavior, but we need to put our dads in the context to honor them. I mean, honor doesn't have to do with liking. We show them
that's
the
right.
regard and respect for the office, because it was through the vehicle of their seed that we were able to get into this planet to do God's will and God's plan. So I just thank God for what you're sharing about how you began to build new standards based on where your dad was and where you knew God was calling your family to be. We're going to take a destiny break right here, Minister Sam. We're going to come back and continue to talk about the great power and legacy of fatherhood and how we need to honor the fatherhood role that God has given every one of us. We'll be right back.
Great.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. I have as my, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, and my guest today is Minister Samuel Green, who is a minister in the Washington, D.C. area that has a great ministry to men that are in transition, but is an incredible story about family. We know that you have a great legacy as a family man. You were sharing with me that how you were teaching the Father's Day service, and your church, knowing your family's story and knowing of your ex-wife, invited her to come and share testimony about your fatherhood, your role as a father. And man, your story had to be great. Anytime somebody's going to invite your ex-wife to come and share right before you teach, and I wanted you to kind of share a little bit about that, and let's talk about what are some sound strategies that dads need to have in positioning their sons and their daughters for their destiny.
Well, number one, I was blown away by all of those events because it was being known to me that was taking place behind the scenes. And that's what it is about fatherhood. You don't know what is taking place behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it behooves all of us to do our best
mm-hmm.
at whatever we're doing. And anyway, I was invited to speak at this church. And the church did not ask me or inform me, but they contacted my ex-wife and asked her what was her testimony of me in my fatherhood role. And they knew we were divorced. And this is what I do want to say to brothers. First of all, your divorce, don't take it personal. You have to love people at all times. And I still loved the sister in that I treated her with respect. Mm-hmm. And I went on to continue about the business of being dad. Because I'm a dad with her or without her. And so she gave the testimony that I was outstanding. I was always there for my son. I never, disappointed him or let him down. I always spend time with him, and I'm on time with my child support. And she just began to talk about my character. And so when they informed me that they were looking forward for me to come, then the day before, that's when they informed me that they had been in contact with my ex-wife. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it was going to happen. And it was all good. It was an outstanding service. And I really thank God because even in our divorce, the sister was still monitoring me to see, in fact, if I was a man of God. And again, like I said, I was humbled, and I just, thank the Lord that I was able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and go forward and do what the Lord has called us to do.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing. See, we need to understand these dynamics in families. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I can be a witness, because my family's through stuff. No, how you handle what you go through is the incredible witness of God's power and demonstration in our lives as a kingdom. And God wants the world to see this phenomenon, that he can take a bad situation and turn it around for good if hearts in that situation allow him to prevail. And I just think the great legacy that you're laying before your son is really incredible, that model. And I want people to understand, you're paying child support, but that's not all you're paying. You pay equal custody. You have physical custody of your son on an equal level. And I think a lot of time dads that are in that separated or divorced situation, they pay their money and they see their kids like a special visit to the zoo instead of being a lifestyle of parenting alone, co-parenting with that person and their children, because this is what honors God. This is what honors God. So how do you do that? Give brothers some wisdom about what should they do when they're in a situation, how to position themselves where they can be equal partners in the parenting role.
Well, number one, you definitely need to understand and wrap this around, your brain, that it's not about you, it's about God. It's not about you, it's about God. And once you are able to a resolve to that issue, you can go on and you can be an effective dad. And so once I realized that, I just wanted to, I didn't want to miss the opportunities. So many times dads especially, because of their work habits and all the things that they're doing, they miss out on small things that really make a difference. And I didn't want to miss those opportunities of not playing with him, throwing the ball, playing his hat, going to the game, showing up when he is out of control, And so often our young boys, because there is no father figure in their life, when they go out of control and there's no one to pull them back in, they are out of control. And I did not want that to be my son's issues. And I just took it from there. Now, it wasn't easy because I had to deal with all of the other male friends that was in her life. I had to deal with working my way through that, feeling slighted or embarrassed. A lot of times brothers having in mind, you don't disrespect me. And, they take it from that angle and they aren't able to function properly because a lot of anger is built up. Well, to diffuse that anger, you have to see beyond that is you and just be dad, And once I was able to work through those hurdles, It's been a blessing.
Wow. Wow. Well, I got to tell you, you have a great legacy that you've laid for your son. You've modeled before him the true art and science of fatherhood. And I think that we need to be thinking about in the church, there are many sisters whose sons are growing up without fathers. Is there any wisdom that you can give us about how can men inside the church help share the anointing of fatherhood with those young men that do not have fathers?
Well, there definitely needs to be something erected in the church to deal with single women and their children, especially the boys.
Yes.
And the reason I say it needs to be erected from the church because everybody can't handle other people's children.
Yeah.
And because I've worked with children closely, some people just aren't qualified to do that because they're quick to get angry. They raise their voice. Those issues like that. And so from the standpoint of the church, they need to invest in, okay, let's get some big brother type of structures in place to help your son. And to be monitored, and that needs to definitely needs to be done.
Wow. Well, I thank God for you sharing your wisdom with us. We've come down to the last moments of the show, and I want to, this conversation has been incredible. I want to ask you if you would come back tomorrow with us and to continue on this conversation of talking about the important aspects of the Fond Phenomenal Family and some of the wisdom pieces that you've imparted to us to help families to move from a place of mediocrity to a place that is where God has ordained for them to be, do, and have everything He's destined for them. If you would like for us to be praying for you, if you're a father, if you have fathers in your life and you believe they need prayer, we want to pray for you. Please visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org where we can be able to receive your prayer request. Also, this conversation is available at voiceofdestinyonline.com 24/7 so that you can begin to grow in faith and wisdom, men, and as well as young men that are coming up who desire to be fathers. And remember, today is a great day because this is the day that the Lord has absolutely made for you to fulfill your destiny. God bless.
God bless you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.